your voice in the morning.
So we promised to get into the whole Sasa business that people were on about. So there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about just very quickly that is important. I want to get online Paseka Letsatsi, that's the person from Sasa, the spokesperson for Sasa, to sort of just talk us through this process quickly. You know that are you one of the almost 50% of the applicants who applied for the 350 coronavirus unemployment grant, but you were declined? Apparently your application may just be reconsidered. So Sasa says it's now reconsidering many declined applications to get to the bottom of the reasons for the rejection. Paseka Letsatsi, Sasa spokesperson, thank you for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. Let's talk about this 350 Rand that's going to be reopened. Some people will be reconsidered again. But what could be possibly some of the reasons for the rejection or to be declined in the first place?
Let me say good morning to you and good morning to the listeners as well. Look, I think when we did the processes of application, there are some things which we take an applicant through. Like one, we check if you don't you are truly a South African. We check with Home Affairs. We also check with UIF. We check with NSFAS. We check with SARS so that we avoid double dipping. But okay. In the process of doing that, there are people who were once employed who are in the database of the UIF. But being in the database of UIF does not necessarily mean that you are getting paid. You might have left the work because there are people who said, the last time I worked is in 2000, or the last time I worked is in 2010. But when we check with the database, it will reflect there. So we said, let's rather rework our strategy. Let's have people appealing internally. Those we have introduced what we call internal review mechanisms. Yeah. We don't want people to appeal because, if you appeal, it takes about 2 to 3 months. And people want the 350, they want the 350, they must get access to it now. Mm. So as management, we took that decision that let's have internal review mechanisms wherein we realized that 80% of people who might have been rejected actually qualify to get the 350 because they are not getting anything. So we'll be communicating with them through messages once we have verified that they are not getting anything, that they must give us their account numbers of the bank. Or if they don't have an account number, would have to process this thing through the post office. Mm.
So bottom line is going to be reconsidered, all those people that have been declined. So that's okay. How long is this process going to take?
We have taken the decision that we must do this thing as quick as possible. And we have given ourselves about 7 working days to make sure that we resolve it. Because we also understand that those people who apply, they would want to get access to this 350. Because obviously people need to make sure that they are able to get whatever they are trying to get because of the scourge of the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So we understand that particular process, but we just want to make sure that we resolve it as quick as possible. So we said to those people who are working within that particular division, at least within 7 working days, this matter must be resolved. They must start communicating with people, and we must make sure that we process this thing and people get paid. But one other important thing that we must mention, that we don't want people who are getting paid SASSA social grants to get paid at the same time with people who are getting a COVID-19 social grant, because obviously we're trying to maintain social distance, we're trying to fight the COVID-19 as well. So the dates will definitely differ, because we remember those who are getting normal social grants are getting their pay from the Fed. And the fourth, especially those who are getting old age grant and disability grant.
Right. Now talk to us quickly about the payments. I know you spoke about the dates and stuff. They say that from tomorrow, the disability and the pension grants will be paid out, and then also from the 6th, right?
No, definitely. Tomorrow it's the 3rd, so old age and the disability will then be paid. But on the 6th, then we'll have all other formal social grants being paid, like, for an example, child support grant and so on. And I think all the intention is what we have committed to make sure that not everybody goes to the payment channels, because we are trying to avoid people flocking to the merchants flocking to the post office at the same time. And we are appealing from the bottom of our hearts, especially those who are getting all other forms of grant except these two, that please do not go to the merchants or to the post office tomorrow and push old people or people with disabilities, because we want to make sure that we protect the most vulnerable people of our society.
Raj, you're going to have to leave it there. Paseka and Litsansi, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3, and all of the very best. Let's hope everything rolls out as smoothly as possible, and please keep us posted with regards to the 350 rand grant, okay?
We shall do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for